welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Again, we've got another podcast where I'm driving home. I'm not actually driving home, I'm driving to my dad's for tea. So, there you go. But I thought, why not? It's just a quick one, isn't it? And, you know, we can have a chat. Well, I can have a chat about how the day's gone. My day's gone good today. I've been in Sheffield today. And Hull. Then back to Grimsby in me little thing, which has been cool. Fucking guy, I've just passed the guy and he's cycling on like a really busy road. It's rush hour, a fucking notoriously busy road in Grimsby, like a flyover, so it's like sort of the main road to come in and out of Grimsby. And he's cycling while fucking texting while it's raining. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I had this thought a couple of years ago, and I thought, what's the hardest animal out there? Then I thought, I wonder if there's any like rogue zookeepers that I've ever like maybe wanted or thought about, especially in Russia. No offence to anyone in Russia, though I ain't got no listeners in Russia. I wonder if people have like sort of done illegal fights in zoos from animals. So I did a bit of research, and I did come across a video, a lion fighting a bull. The bull fucked the lion up. The lion got fucking hammered, which a bull's hard. I've come to the conclusion the bull is probably one of the hardest animals you can ever find. It's just a fucking over 1,000 kilograms of pure muscle. And it's got fucking swords stuck out its head, and it can run about 30 to 35 miles an hour. I mean, imagine that coming at you. What are you gonna do? You're gonna do no. That's what you're gonna do. So yeah, I've seen that video, and doing some more research, my friend found out about an animal called the honey badger. The honey badger. It's got no fear. It don't care how big the animal is. Or how ferocious it is, it will just stand its ground and fucking go for anything. Obviously we can't do this with fish or sea life. But yeah, I'd say the hardest animal around is probably a bull. I can always remember the time I went for a bike ride going out to Caistaway, the countryside way. And it was like a proper route and that. It was like really hilly and nice day and that. And like we got to the fence and then it went, beware bull. So sometimes they have bulls in there and sometimes they don't in bull fields. It depends if it's in there or not. I don't know why, because I'm not a bull keeper or a cow keeper or a farmer. Excuse me, just burped. So yeah, we didn't go through the like field with the bull in. Fuck that. Because I would easy get fucking horned by a bull. Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for all the downloads for the coronavirus one. Is the coronavirus real? I called it in the end. What I meant by that, just in case if there's any dinglings out there, I know a situation is happening, but is the coronavirus the cause of it? So, is it made up? More than it is it just a normal flu thing, but they're doing as like a social experiment? That's what I meant. I know things are happening. I don't mean the fake the deaths are fake or anything like that. So yeah, that's about it. I've been thinking about doing these podcasts on a regular basis, not like every day, because you'd get bored and I'd get bored, but maybe two or one a week, and call it the drive home. I was going to maybe do one on Friday and call it the weekly roundup. That's just because it's, you know, Friday's the end of the week, working week, and obviously it continued from Saturday and Sunday sort of thing. But yeah, I want to try something new, so we're going to try and do YouTube. I've got a plan to do a video on like a podcast thing on YouTube, so you'll like get it on YouTube, but you'll also get it on audio as well. I realise the audio goes onto YouTube, but you know, it's hard doing it on, like, your own, because it's only me, and especially when I can't pronounce things properly, and I've got a stutter as well, it's hard doing a podcast, and you got to do notes and things and research, which I do, but I just don't always bring my notes with me, or I keep them in my head, but I should really get a bit more prepared. I don't know what else to tell you, really. I just wanted to speak to you about... I just wanted to clarify that coronavirus thing. I do know it's happening, but I just don't think it's a fatal disease like they're saying. I just think it's being used to monitor a social experiment. I just wanted to speak about the hardest animal. I mean, what else is there? Tigers are pretty hard. You wouldn't fight a tiger. Tigers are harder than lions, so a bull versus a tiger should be good. I do think a bull is up there. Now, if you know of an animal or think an animal could beat a bull up in a fight, you're going to have to let me know. Put it in the comments or get in contact with me on Instagram. Likewise, get in contact with me if you want to come on the podcast, which reminds me, I have got a collab coming up that's been sorted out. So I'm really looking forward to that. That will be going onto YouTube, hopefully, and it will be... and going the like audio will also be going on to other platforms. I'm just seeing how long it is. It's like 6:38, and I'm nearly at my dad's. Think about having egg and bacon, and I'm still eating a lot of meat because I did the coronavirus diet. I did the carnivore diet, but I'm still implementing a lot of meat. Tomatoes, I really miss tomatoes. So I'm having a lot of tomatoes at the minute, and I'm still losing weight. I'm still doing good in that, which is good. But yeah, so that's about it. This is probably going to be the shittiest podcast I've ever done, because I just wanted to put one out to ask the question, what do you think the hardest animal is? I think it's a bull. If you think of another one that's harder, or you think that could beat a bull up in a fight, do let me know. I don't think you'll find one. As I say, a tiger. I don't know tigers, because like bulls are just muscle, and they're just so fucking strong and dead hard. And as I say, they've got swords. But yeah, I'd say a bull's the hardest animal. Right then, I'm gonna go because I'm at my dad's. I'm gonna have my tea. See you all later. Please like, share, and please review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Star it what you want, preferably a 5 for me, but if you think I'm a knob, a prick, and it's shit, do what you want. Leave a review. If you haven't download all the other podcasts, download them all, because it puts us up in the charts. I don't know why I say us, because it's only me. Go to Podbean, we're on Spotify, we're on all the podcast platforms, and YouTube as well. So like, share, sub my YouTube channel, because we are getting busy with that, and don't forget to wash your hands for the coronavirus, and just take care. And if you want to talk about it, just hit me up and we'll get you on the podcast. It's not a problem. So I turn my car off and I'm going to say ta-ta. Ta-ta!